If that happens today, the emergency approval for 12 to 15 year olds for the Pfizer vaccine, it could be available in Arizona for kids of that age as soon as tomorrow. And the director of the Arizona Department of Health Services, Dr. Kara Christ, is joining us to talk about this. Doctor, thanks for being with us. But first, I wanted to start with the 30,000 foot view and ask where we are with vaccinating those 16 and up. What percentage have received at least one shot, and how many have been fully vaccinated?
We have over 3 million Arizonans who have received at least one shot in Arizona, and about 2.5 million have been fully vaccinated. And so that will be our 16 and up, but we're very excited about adding 12 and up potentially as soon as tomorrow.
What's a realistic number you'd like to see in terms of the percentage of the population getting vaccinated?
You know, we'd like to see that 70 to 80%, and we think adding this new age group will get us closer to that. When we look at our percent of the population compared to the total population, we're at about 41, 42% of our population has had at least one vaccine. This will add another eligible group, and then hopefully in the fall when they go down to two and above, that will get even more Arizonans eligible.
We're talking to State Health Director Dr. Kara Christ. So if it gets the final approval today, are those vaccines going to be available for those 12 and up tomorrow here in Arizona? And if so, as a parent, what should you expect as far as the process for getting a shot for your child?
So tomorrow they will be available. We will make them available first thing. If the recommendation is made by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention today, you can walk in or make an appointment starting tomorrow at 8 to any state vaccination site. What we are asking parents, because we know that it's difficult for 12, 13, and 14-year-olds to get photo ID, they will need to come in person with their child and attest that that's their child or that they're the guardian, and then that that child is 12 or above.
So, yeah, that was going to be my next question is the ID situation, because 16 and 17 year olds who have been eligible now for a while for the Pfizer vaccine, a lot of them have driver's licenses. So bring some type of a birth certificate or something like that. We're talking with State Health Director Dr. Kara Christ. The former U.S. Surgeon General Richard Carmona, of course, is a professor at the University of Arizona, suggested yesterday that vaccines could be required at school. Do you see that happening here?
So Arizona has administrative code that has a list of required vaccinations. We don't require every single vaccination that's recommended by ACIP. And right now, you know, this is still under an EUA. We're not discussing adding it as a required vaccine for school.
EUA meaning an emergency authorized use, right?
Yes. Yeah, so the emergency use authorization, which is so it's not fully approved yet by the FDA. It is under an EUA during this public health emergency. So that's not something that we're discussing adding.
We're talking with Dr. Kara Christ, the director of the Arizona Department of Health Services. Will there be vaccination sites at school? That's an interesting idea.
So I know that our county health departments are starting to reach out to schools to see if they are interested. Maricopa County has been working with some of the schools where they offered school-based pods for teachers earlier in the year to see if they're interested. We're looking at potentially setting up a school-based pod tomorrow to kick off 12 to 15-year-olds.
Oh.
So yes, I would imagine that you would see that. But you can also go to pharmacies to get your 12 to 15-year-old vaccinated.
Right.
Now, last month, the state began vaccinating people who didn't have appointments. You were allowing walk-ins. Does that seem to be working well? And are there plans to end the mass vaccination sites?
So the walk-ins have added some traffic to our mass vaccination sites. We are going to keep that. So as a parent, if you just want to stop in, you can, or you can make an appointment. That'll be available tomorrow at 8. We're looking at how long we need to keep these mass vaccination sites. You know, as it's getting more into pharmacies and into doctor's offices, the mass vaccination sites may no longer be needed. But we know that every day we give a vaccine at one of those sites, we have to stay open at least 3 weeks so that that individual can get their second dose.
We're talking with Arizona Director of Health Services, Dr. Kara Christ, this morning. The federal government's top infectious disease doctor, Anthony Fauci, said on Sunday it may be time to at least start talking about relaxing indoor mask guidance. And I realize we in Arizona already did do that. But he said that masks could be seasonal after the pandemic. Do you agree with that idea?
I think we'd have to see what the vaccination rates. We do know that this year's influenza season was very, very mild, likely having to do with people physically distancing and wearing masks. So it could be a recommendation. I don't see that being a seasonal mandate, though.
We're talking to Dr. Kara Christ. She is the director of the Arizona Department of Health Services. So I can imagine with your job over the past year, your biggest concerns have evolved as the pandemic has evolved. right now, as of this moment, what is your biggest concern moving forward? And another question here, could we still see another spike or have enough people been vaccinated to prevent that from becoming too big?
I think my biggest concern right now is trying to get all eligible Arizonans vaccinated. We know that that's what's going to help us get back to some kind of state of normalcy. And so really trying to encourage, as we move into these younger age groups, that the vaccines are safe, they're effective, they prevent, you know, hospitalization and death. And we want to make sure that the kids who may not have as bad outcomes but can spread it to people who do get vaccinated as well. And I think it would depend, you know, based on how many people we can get vaccinated, really how this is going to continue to progress. Because as people get older, if they haven't been vaccinated, they move into those risk groups. So I think it's going to be a constant reminder to people to get vaccinated for COVID-19.
Should we have added in the people who have had COVID into our herd immunity numbers? I mean, we always talk about people getting vaccinated when it comes to reaching herd immunity. Should we be adding in those people? Because they absolutely have some form of immunity having had COVID.
So what we know is that the vaccination-induced immunity lasts for at least 6 months, if not longer. With those that acquired it naturally or through COVID-19 infection, we're seeing reinfections, you know, 90 days after somebody's already been infected.
Wow.
And it doesn't confer the same type of immunity as what we're seeing. So we are looking purely at vaccinated rates because the immunity from a natural infection seems to wane a lot quicker.
All right. Dr. Kara Chris there, the director of the Arizona Department of Health Services. Thanks for your time. Always appreciate it.